Protecting marriage rights. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Some lawmakers are moving on legislation that would codify marriage protections following last month's Supreme Court ruling on abortion access.
House Democrats intend to vote this week on the Respect for Marriage Act legislation in response to last month's Supreme Court opinion overturning abortion protections in Roe v. Wade. Critics of that opinion say state legislatures could challenge other court precedents, like protecting same-sex marriage and contraception. Last week, near party-line votes in the House approved legislation codifying abortion protections nationwide. Those bills are not expected to advance in the 50-50 divided Senate.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A Texas legislative investigation into the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting shows hundreds of officers went to Robb Elementary School on May 24th, but didn't go into the classroom and take down the shooter for 72 minutes. 19 young students and two teachers died in that attack. We're getting new details this afternoon about a mall shooting in Indiana last night that left three people killed and two others injured. A 20-year-old gunman opened fire, killing the three, before 22-year-old Elijah Dickin shot and killed the suspect with a gun he was legally allowed to carry.
He is requesting you give him time to process and grieve himself before reaching out to him.
Greenwood Police Chief James Eisen hailing Dickin as a hero. Officials say the suspected shooter shot his victims with a rifle, but had at least two other weapons and 100 rounds of ammunition. Wall Street starting the week in the red. The Dow closing 217 points lower at 31,072, the S&P falling 32, with the NASDAQ ending the day 92 points lower. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police in Atlanta are looking for at least one shooter who left at least five people wounded at an apartment complex.
Five people, two of them teenagers, had to be rushed to hospitals in Atlanta following a shooting inside an apartment complex. There could be more than one gunman on the loose. Charles Hampton is Atlanta's deputy police chief.
We have one individual in the teens in very critical condition. And so investigators are on scene trying to comb exactly what happened.
Police won't say what prompted the shooting, only that while they've identified a car that could be connected, it wasn't a drive-by attack. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A record heat wave is gripping Europe, spilled northward today to Britain, and fueled ferocious wildfires in Spain and France. There were thousands of people evacuated from those two countries. New research shows skin cancer death rates are higher for men than women in the UK.
The group Cancer Research UK found that male melanoma skin cancer deaths have increased by 219% since 1973. For women, that rate increased by 76% during the same period. The research center also noted 1,400 men die from melanoma each year compared to 980 women, and say men often had their cancers detected on their torso, which could be related to the habit of going shirtless in the warm weather. Researchers believe that a lack of sunscreen use, use of tanning beds, and an increase in vacations to sunny destinations contributed to this rise. In the U.S., men also have higher skin cancer diagnosis and death rates than women, according to data from the CDC. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Marine authorities in Connecticut say they hope a wayward dolphin will find its way back to where it belongs, in saltwater. The dolphin was spotted last week in the Thames River. It appears the dolphin made its way up to the river from the Long Island Sound. For now, its rescue team is keeping a close eye on the mammal to see what its next move is. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.